I think it's outrageous that people would experiment with, well, it's fine, you know, experimentation in the laboratory is swell, but when you got a state government and you're dealing with contracts and purchasing and things like that, and to have people running around there that nobody even knows what they're doing, or they don't know what they're doing, and some of them, I guess, don't care what they're doing. But there are some that are really sincere in their attempts to do a good job, and I think that's where my interest arises. Pat?
Speaking of contract, I think the coordinator of that program has been on contract for 2 or 3 years now.
Is that a Mitchell?
Yeah.
who's contracting?
I don't know. I mean, if it's an ongoing function, ongoing job, it should be a PCN.
Mm-hmm. John Mitchell, right?
Some kind of alternate.
Yeah.
Would it be possible to get a breakdown from staff eventually on the where the various departmental personnel officers are as far as who they report to, what their ranges are, and this type of thing, so we can get a cross-section of...
I can get to that real shortly, because Doris and I have done quite a bit of work on it. We're setting up divisional status in our agency now, and I know...
I'm sure all the PCN numbers are there.
You want the PCN numbers?
Sure, I'm on the finance committee.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if your name is. I want to know if your name is Smith.
I'm sure that that comes well from Ken's shop.
No.
It's easily accessible. Let's put it that way.
Well,
that's good.
You can get one from them. Does anybody else want that list of those? It's known as the hit list.
I volunteered too quick.
Okay. Is anybody got any questions for Mildred? Mildred, I want to thank you very kindly, and you know, all the personnel officers are in the same mode, you know, except Fred. Okay, is there anybody else that has any that wants to give any testimony to the commission? Okay, what's the commission's thoughts? Anything for the good of the commission?
Were all the departments invited? Personnel officers?
There was a number of last night tragedies. We know it's my family. Two of them were going to testify. We got called to the meeting from the commissioner's office at 1:30, and that was someone down on the right to say that they were still sitting in town. They were just about a panel on the business. So they weren't all able to get to the
right. I'd like to hear from them.
Yeah,
yes.
I'll say a few words.
All right, ma'am. I wonder if it's, while this lady's getting settled, I wonder if it's appropriate at this time if the commission would like a letter to go out to each department under my signature that the commission invites people, similar to what I read there, and that we will not tolerate any attempts to keep people from these meetings. Well, I know, but I've
yeah.
Not in this particular instance, Linda, but I have people call me all the time that are just scared to death to even tell me their names.
That.
You know? I have people come and drive by my house 4 or 5 times, and apparently they catch me out in the yard, and they just idly come by, and I don't know what to tell you, you know? I don't mind that, but I hate if I tell them to take up my time. Yeah, is it, Terry, draft up a letter that we're not going to, you know, take a fist in the administrative space, but at the same time, we want to make darn sure that everybody has an opportunity, and still we don't want anybody to take advantage of our goodwill either. Ma'am, would you identify yourself?
Yes, I'm the Department of Justice, the Department of Health, and the Department of Health, and the Access Support Services. My function is to regulate the civilian personnel in the state service only. And I am here, my commissioner's office does know I'm here. Some of the things I might say, he doesn't, nor I'm going to say, but he does concur with him, with the personnel officer remaining in the department. And something that nobody else has mentioned here yet today is that the employee-personnel officer relationship is much stronger if the personnel officer is in the department. I also act as training coordinator, EEO officer, and something else, I'm sure I should have, for payroll supervisor. So I have several hats to wear, and I usually wear them all proudly. I do believe that the higher level person that the personnel officer reports to is very important. And most of the time, I do have my commissioner's office support. And anytime, my policies are, I don't know when they have their support. And they do not expect me to, the commissioner's office does not expect me to circumvent the division of personnel. I do have one high-level person in my department who insists that I go up and beat them over the head until I get certain people upgraded, but that's a little hard to do too, especially if I don't entirely agree with that. As far as audit, we are audited at least once a year by either internal audit, legislative audit, or the federal audit. And when they audit thoroughly. They take the personnel files out and they go through every one of them. They check the leave records against the leave slips against the manual or the automated leave records. So that is pretty much done. And Ken's office employee records audits the PAs. Basically, I agree with everything else. Everybody else has just about said everything. And I have not too much more to add to that. I would be glad to answer any questions.
Do people have a, what is it, catch-22 or a fail-safe device in that anytime that one of your superiors says, I want you to do this thing, and then you just, as Linda said, you just hand them the pen and say, you do it. In other
exactly.
words, that's not too bad, is it?
That doesn't, however,
doesn't
have a
pre-op.
You're weird.
It doesn't eliminate the classification process.
Ken says it's okay if they don't sign your name.
They probably do that, too.
Yeah.
Isn't there somewhat of a conflict of interest of being a personnel officer and EEO officer all at the same time? Your EEO officer self tells your personnel officer self that
It depends on who is director of the EEO officer's office at the time. Some directors believe there is a conflict of interest. Some directors don't. A lot of us who wear both hats feel that we are closer to the people, and those employees who have a grievance will come to us first anyway.
But there's more than just grievances, correct? There's you have to do an analysis of how you're doing with it.
Oh, yeah.
I think that makes good sense, really.
There is a feeling of the administration in several areas that there is a conflict with having EEO placed in personnel. And I want to take a minute to tell you what's happened in our agency. It's a sad story. EEO has always been neglected, and so they put it into the personnel section. And Doris Agelson back here did some tremendous work in the area of EEO, and right before our EO affirmative action plan was ready for publishing, the governor decided that we couldn't do it anymore because there was a conflict of interest. So they give it to some ninny that walks around with his hands in his pockets and did nothing on it. It goes in a box on the floor and nothing is done and nothing's been done, and now they want to give it, well, eventually they'll want to give it back to the personnel section. And it's been three times. This will be the third time it comes back to my office. Each time it's filled up and up and up, and somebody says we can't do it and takes it away. I maintain that personnel people and EEO and good personnel management go hand in hand, and that there is not a conflict because we are in an area where we know what hiring is being done. I don't want EEO back because it's a pain in the kazoo. I'm telling you it is. However,
pain in the kazoo.
Coder. Who's who in the zoo gives me a pain in the kazoo?
But it has to be put somewhere where they're going to do it, where somebody will do it.
Well, I think that EEO is a... that's a tough one, no matter what you do with it.
I don't have any strong feelings one way or another, but for instance, you get a report that came out, the Status of Women report, for instance, it indicates, you know, the Department of Transportation has X number of women in higher positions, usually lower than men. Okay, and supposedly what is supposed to happen after these things is that the percentage of women goes up, right? But what I'm thinking is, if you got the same people that are in charge of hiring that led to having a smaller percentage of women deciding, you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That they've also got to discharge the EEO function of leaning on somebody to get more hiring done. That's what I was... I don't have any strong feelings, but it seems to me that you can end up leaning on yourself.
Well, first
if you're discharging both functions.
Not many personnel officers actually do the hiring. That is a big problem. All we can do is monitor and hope that and encourage that they hire women that are higher than
women. We've had five supervisors here today get testimony. I think they're pretty worried about it. 4-1.
So what you're saying then is that gives you double funds. You got both funds.
Huh?
In defense of what you're saying, there is a predominantly
I don't know. We're going to ask the EEO about that.
Teachers, personnel officers, nurses, that. So we're probably the best nitpickers, and it's proven that we have a better, because we are child-rearing people, we can put up with a baloney easier.
talk about it.
Cool.
They call it feminine macho.
Macho, huh?
We're
who opened that door anyway?
You lost me.
Well, if we don't have any other questions, I want to thank you, ma'am, and I think we have a pretty clear picture of the personnel officer from the personnel officer's side. Tomorrow we're going to meet, and I have a list here of 326 witnesses who would have objections to the personnel officer's side. I'll take those up tomorrow. No, I thank you, all you ladies, persons. I thank all you persons for coming and being testimony. If there's anything in the commission, what do you want to do about meeting again? You want to meet again in subcommittee? You want to meet in hearings? You want to meet in... We have to wait till after the legislature is over to meet outside of FEMA.
I'd like to see another meeting like some of the other ones we had before. We had two or three subcommittee meetings and then a main meeting. I think those rules are welcome.
Again,
apparently it's fine. Still early in the day, if no one has any objections. I'd like to express some thoughts on this subject.
Safe now.
All right, kid. Wouldn't you feel more comfortable if you had them written out? Go ahead, kid.
These are thoughts because many of these I don't have involved in my own mind. But, people speak about a
acceptance and credibility within the department. Enter that department program. At the same time, there's elements of regulation, compliance with law that were built in the curriculum. If the idea is giving supervisors and hiring managers the flexibility they need, but not so much to be supervised and arbitrary. Personnel itself is offering the department, dedication to the department is kind of like at what cost. Likewise, decentralization is. I think the commission has got to consider the cost of it. In some areas, yes, it could be maybe done better for a department. It could very well get 18 different departments and 18 different systems. And the history of this state and territory, we've been there before. So we know it's going to happen. It seems like the ideal balance is some parameters of uniformity so that all state employees, regardless of what department they're in, can accept something that is state employee and allow some amount of variation. I don't know that any of us that are working in this field right now for the state within the division or within a department knows where those lines are. My own observations from elsewhere, watching the role of a personnel officer here, which I've never been, I see a tremendous variation. Time to time, and even more so based upon the personality of the personnel officer and the personality of their boss or their supervisor.
Don't you think that's a good thing, Ken? Or do you think that it should be more just cut and dried, or do you think that there should be a flexibility?
I don't mean to sound offensive. I think it is again. I think that there's personnel officers, an individual employee, regardless of what, whether they're an officer or whatever, they get so much invested into their state. And they start looking towards the firemen. And the new boss comes in and says, you do that. Regardless of what that job is. I'm giving you a specific direction. Even though there's a question about the propriety of that, I think it's necessary. Stand up to him and say, well, I'll prepare the paper, you do it.
Actually,
I'll just do it.
We get commissioners like that. But it still comes down to the, I see what you're talking about, in upgrading positions and maybe reclassifying something like that within the department. That's the area you're speaking of, because again, I'm reminded of what they all said, they can't hire anybody. They can make recommendations.
Some of us can hire
to
sell you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The comments about examining boards, review boards, does have personal experience with that. Quite frankly, they work very good. And what happens quite often, we've got experts within departments, and what happens quite often is that an application from John Smith, and one of these experts, because John Smith is also in the field, knows a great deal more about Smith's background than what they put on the record. And they wish to rate them because of their personal knowledge of what their background is. And the next one who may have done no better of a job on the application at all, but they don't have personal knowledge of, rating strictly on the application. It's one of the most frequent reoccurring problems we have with low ratings, or what is believed to be low ratings from our division. It has been rated based upon that application and what the applicant submitted. And given another chance, they've got all kinds of experience that they'd like to get in there. We don't allow our examiners to make a rating based upon their personal knowledge. They've got to have a record that's auditable. They should be able to defend. They're told not to make assumptions about it. some of the other things, as long as we've got people involved with it, there are going to be errors and mistakes, no matter what level.
Not the legislature.
But and Mr. Gager earlier, his classification of this position, he's got objections to it. He's been with the state long enough, quite frankly, well, you've got two avenues available to you right now to appeal that. One's administrative, which is to take it beyond the chief of classification and pay, or your personnel officer can pursue it right there, or through the union. Somewhat, I would think that that's going to depend upon how strongly your own department personnel officer or supervisor feels about it.
Mr. Chairman.
But this does happen.
You know, as a former negotiator myself, I've had problems with personnel. And there is no check on the ethics of people and personnel if you have a problem with it. And sure, you can grieve it if there's a violation of contract. But an individual has no assurance that they are being treated fairly and impartially by administration personnel. And I don't mean anything against Mr. Green. I'm sure he's a fine, upstanding person. But if you have a doubt, you know, there's no way to check it.
Well, I mean, I'm sure we could sit here philosophically and argue this all night. I thought perhaps, Ken, do you have some more comments?
No, I think that's pretty much wrapped it up.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
I think Mr. Gaby would like to respond.
Go ahead, Ms. Gary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, I would. I think there is a philosophical difference. The attitude seems to be, if you don't like it, fight. I think the attitude should be, you know, if you don't like it, let's settle it. Let's settle it, and fairly. If I filed a grievance on this particular situation, it took 2 months for it to come back telling me that it wasn't a beautiful item. I already know that. It's a good Elmo that also. What I'm trying to do is set a situation straight. It shouldn't have been tolerated in the first place. If there had not been a violation, in my opinion, of the merit principle, this situation and others like it would not have come up. I think we get into a position where, but in my opinion, the division of personnel takes in terms of dollars rather than terms of their company, or dollars of the people.
Mr. Gabriel, I'm going to take if you remember what I said, the question was directed by the commission, I'm going to take your case particularly and see what we can do with it. Okay. Is it also, am I understanding that the commission wants me to, after I get what you have, to make a personal investigation of the word processing function? I'd love to do that. Just a little more on it, on the what happened today is that the police officers, where General Police Officer Rick Adair and Jim Canardi, they have been killed, and policeman Mike Stickler was wounded and is in stable condition. So, you guys know Rick Adair, I'm sure. Canardi, you know Canardi?
Kennedy.
Or Kennedy, excuse me. Thank you. Well, all right. I'll tell you, if you want to, I'll set up the next meeting, and possibly I can even set it up. Depending on how busy. Probably, maybe we can set it up in the if you think it's necessary to go to Aggie's again,
I think it's unacceptable to tell the safety valve, but, you know, I have a feeling they've heard of most of the, maybe it's good to just get out, but I think that these issues probably can best be dealt with. Subcommittee meetings, we work on a particular problem, and then a full day of commission, the whole commission, where we try to come to some kind of resolution on it. That's what we get the best work done, although there's some testimony.
Well, I can agree with you partly, but you have to realize that there are some of us who are not as well versed in the personnel problems that you can or are like that, you know. You get a greenhorn like myself. I found out some stuff today. In fact, we got an argument about the first thing, and then all the people here, well, what the hell are you talking about? They had come around, but that's the way we used to do it. That goes to the old saying, sometimes you're supposed to be true, but you don't see the difference.
You can write that one down.
Well, if we don't have anything else, you can't meet one more. Do you have some more business out of the time?
Probably not.
You can meet with me tomorrow if you want. If it's necessary. No.
I don't mind coming down.
All right. Okay, well, be advised that the time of the next meeting, I'll advise all the commission members. I want to thank everybody. Yes, ma'am?
I want to take the time to personally thank you all for giving us such a good time to talk about it under no adverse conditions. People previously did not testify because they witnessed the first couple of meetings, so we did a lot of shouting at each other. And I'm glad that did not happen. I think we've learned all of a lot. Thank you very much.
Well, at the risk of displeasing the absent members, all the listeners were here today and the shouters were.
That's true.
You just didn't give us anything to shout about.
Well, we've all heard.